I would like you to keep that question in mind today. Waiting. That word does not usually bring good things to mind. We wait for doctors. We wait at the bank. We wait to ride the roller coaster. We wait for the ski lift. We wait to be seated at restaurants. We wait on hold on the phone. Some studies indicate that we spend 5 years of our lives waiting in line and another 6 months waiting at stoplights. Dr. Seuss talks about waiting in his book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. He talks about the waiting place. Waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. Waiting is not something we like to do. It's hard. Take a look at this video about waiting.
Okay, sit in that chair. All right, here's the deal. Marshmallow, for you. You can either wait, and I'll give you another one if you wait, or you can eat it now. When I come back, I'll give you another one, so then you'll have two. But stay in here and stay in the chair till I come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna go do something and then I'll come back.
It smells yummy. Oh, it smells really good. So it's up to you. You can have it now or you can wait. Okay? I'll be back. Stay in the chair, okay? Okay. So I'm gonna leave and then I'll come back, okay? So you can either eat it right now or you can wait. Either way, okay? Okay. How'd you do? Did you do good? You did? Yeah.
You wanted to eat it, didn't you? Yeah. So did I tell you I'd give you another one? Okay, now you can have both. You need them.
How would you have done? Would you have been able to just look at that first marshmallow, stare at it sitting there in front of you on the table, so you could get something better? So you could have two marshmallows? Or would you have caved and eaten the first one? What if it was a piece of pie or something even better? Are you good at waiting? Most of those kids waited with the hope of getting a second treat, and they had faith that the woman would actually give them another one if they did wait. Hope and faith, two key factors in how we need to wait. Our reading from Luke this morning tells us about two people who waited patiently and with great faith, Simeon and Anna. Before we get to them, let's review the Christmas story so far. We can start with Zechariah and Elizabeth. They were old and could have no children. But one day in the temple, Zechariah was told by an angel that he and Elizabeth would have a son. Zechariah had a hard time believing that and questioned the angel. So after the angel tells him that he is to name his son John, the angel renders Zechariah mute. He could not talk at all until John, who will later be John the Baptist, was born. Later, Mary visits Elizabeth when they are both pregnant, and John leaps in Elizabeth's womb because he is in the presence of Jesus. Finally, Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem, where Jesus is born in a stable. That, in a very short summary, catches us up to the lesson for today. Today we will talk about two people that are sometimes forgotten at this time of year. We know about Mary and Joseph and the birth in the stable. We know about the shepherds getting a visit from an angel and going to see this newborn king, and we know about the wise men bringing gifts. But we don't often hear about Simeon and Anna. We are told that Mary and Joseph are now going to the temple to present Jesus to the Lord and to offer the sacrifice necessary according to the law. This was a custom during that time, and Mary and Joseph were faithful and doing the right thing. While in the temple with Jesus, they are approached by two people who are very old and who both know exactly who Jesus is. Can you imagine having a new baby, going out in public, and having two people come right up to you, talk about your baby, and ask to hold your baby? Two strangers. This must have been very odd for Mary and Joseph, although they had already experienced a virgin birth, so maybe they were ready for some strange things to happen. First, I'd like to talk about Simeon. We are told that the Holy Spirit is upon him, and that is why he goes to the temple exactly when he does. This is unique for this time, because it's not until later, at Pentecost, that all believers are filled with the Holy Spirit. At this time, the Holy Spirit is only with certain people, and even then, the Spirit can leave them at any time. So we know that Simeon is chosen by God because the Spirit is with him. We know that Simeon has been waiting and praying for God to rescue his people from persecution. You see, Simeon lives in a very difficult time. Israel is under Roman rule, and those in power are not kind. When Simeon sees Jesus in the temple, he immediately goes to Mary and asks if he can hold the baby. He praises God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." Simeon then blessed Mary and Joseph. You see, Simeon had been promised that he would see the Messiah before he died. He prayed and he waited for the best thing in the world with hope and faith in God, and his waiting paid off. Now to Anna. Anna was a prophet who was very old at the time that we read about. She had been a widow for a very long time, and unlike most women during that time who are widowed when they are young, she never remarried. This would have meant a very difficult life for Anna because women were not allowed to own property or own money then. This was all only for men. Anna spent her life praying and fasting in the temple. She was at church all the time. She also recognized Jesus right away. She went to him, gave thanks to God, and told others all about what she had seen. Anna was waiting with hope all that time in the temple. She knew that God would be faithful to her, and he was, showing her the Messiah, her Savior. Simeon and Anna have much in common, and their common traits are things that we need to take heed of and learn from. Simeon and Anna were devout. They remained faithful to God and his promises, even into their very old age. They recognized Jesus. No one introduced them. They just knew who he was immediately. This is because of their great faith while they waited. They were allowed to see him and know him because they stayed firm in their faith and hope in God. They worshiped God, both gave thanks and worshiped right away. They shared. Both Simeon and Anna shared what had happened with others. They wanted to tell the good news. Let's look at those four things again. They were devout. This is not always easy. To be devout means to have deep religious feelings, to be totally committed and deeply devoted to a belief. When I think of the word devout, the person that comes to my mind is Mother Teresa. She believed with all of her heart that she was called by God to serve the poorest of the poor in Calcutta, India. She was faithful, and she followed that call. She was deeply devoted to those people, and more importantly, to God. It was not an easy life for Mother Teresa, but she was committed, and she lived a full life. Now, sometimes things happen in our lives, and we question God. We ask why. We can't believe that a loving God would allow this awful thing to happen to us. We don't know if Simeon lived a hard life, but we do know that Anna did. She was widowed when she was very young, and she hadn't been with her husband for long. Yet she was one of the most faithful people. Every day she was praying and fasting at the temple. I think we can all learn from Anna to be devout, even in tough times. Simeon and Anna recognized Jesus. Do we see Jesus today? Obviously, I'm not talking about a literal Jesus as a baby in the temple or Jesus as a man walking around and telling parables. But Jesus is around us. Do we take the time to see him? Do we take the time to acknowledge him? Simeon and Anna were in that temple because God wanted them there at that time. They did not need to be told who this baby was. They knew as soon as they laid eyes on Jesus that he was the Messiah, the one they had been waiting for. A modern-day example of recognizing Jesus is that of Indianapolis Colts tight end Dwayne Allen. Allen played his rookie season 4 years ago, and his first two seasons were very successful. However, at the beginning of the 2013 NFL season, he suffered a hip injury, and that was the end of his season. Here he was, very good player who had a whole season to look forward to, and that all changed in an instant. He was sad, probably a bit depressed about the situation, and a friend gave him a book called How Good is Good Enough by Andy Stanley. This is a book about God's grace and mercy. Reading this book was a life changer for Alan. He says that he finished it, fell to his knees in prayer, and gave his life to God. You see, he didn't grow up in a religious home. He actually admits to being a bit of a hellion growing up, and he even considered himself to be an atheist at one point in his life. Alan was interviewed in September of this year and says this about his life-changing moment. I was at a point where I really needed peace in my life. Whenever you're so busy with your life, your girlfriend, or whatever, it's hiding the fact that you need peace. And when that distraction is gone, you begin to go down a spiral. For me, football was that distraction. A lot of fans probably think otherwise, but honestly, I'm so thankful for being able to sit out last year. I just needed something. I was searching. And until this year, I just didn't know where to find that peace. Alan was waiting. Even though he might not have realized it, he was waiting. He was waiting, and he found peace in God. He recognizes and admits that it was Jesus who gave him what he was waiting for. We can all connect with that need for peace, I would say especially around this time of year. We need to know that we can find hope and peace in our faith and in God. I would like all of us here to spend some time this week looking. Look at the people around you, the space around you. Allow yourself to have some quiet, some time that you can just notice things. You can just listen to things. Do you see God? Can you recognize him? Simeon and Anna worshiped God. They gave thanks and worshiped God as soon as they saw Jesus. They had been worshiping God all of their lives. Do we do this enough? Are we worshiping God, thanking God all the time, or do we save that for Sunday mornings? Can we be more like Anna and Simeon? In Psalm 148, which was the video that we watched earlier, we're told to praise the Lord. All peoples, all earthly things, all heavenly things are to worship him. His name is to be exalted because he is Lord. Worship God. Finally, Simeon and Anna shared the good news. They told people what they saw and what they believed. I think this is another hard one. Nowadays, it seems intrusive to talk to someone about your faith. It can be awkward, and there's definitely the risk of rejection. But again, I think that we need to learn from Anna and Simeon. We need to share the good news. We don't need to be in others' faces about it, but we can share in a gentle and encouraging way. We can let people know why we want to love and serve others. We can be the hands and feet of Jesus and share just by how we live our lives. Anna and Simeon were ordinary people who had great faith. They were willing to wait, and they were given the great gift of seeing and even touching Jesus in the flesh. They are two people who we need to remember are a part of this Christmas story. They are two people who we can grow through and be like. So I ask again, what are you waiting for? What are you looking forward to right now? Are you willing to wait for the second marshmallow? We are all waiting for Jesus to come again, and while we wait, we can live the life that God has given us. We can live the life like Simeon and Anna did. We can wait and not lose hope. We can wait and have faith in our awesome God. Faith that he will provide. Faith that he is loving. Faith that he does keep his promises. We can wait. And while we wait, we can look around us and see evidence that God is at work in the world, in our community, in our families, and in our lives. We can wait with the hope that Jesus will be present with us, and we will see him when we least expect it. Amen.